Absolutely, absolutely. Then I think another major milestone in our development as a group here in biomedical engineering was the 1978. In 1978, a young researcher, medical doctor in the area by the name of Steve Ash, A-S-H, had just arrived in the area. He arrived from the University of Utah, where he had studied with one of the fathers of biomedical engineering, with Wilhelm Kolff, K-O-L-F-F, in the artificial kidney. So when he came here, he established a program. I don't remember his association with Purdue. I think he had an appointment in veterinary medicine, but he was working in the biomedical engineering center. And he established a program to develop an artificial kidney that would be portable or wearable. If you remember what was happening in artificial kidneys in the 60s and 70s, a patient would have to go to the hospital, lie on a bed, be connected to the unit. The unit required really all this water in order to take away all the urea and uric acid and so on. And that process would take 4 hours every second day. Mm-hmm. So Steve's idea was, can we come up with a portable artificial kidney? And he got money from various sources, including some companies. And for a period of about 5 years, we had really a tremendous development in that particular area. I was developing the biomaterials that were used in this artificial kidney. And of course, at the same time, I got much more in the artificial kidney as a biomedical engineer, identifying flow behavior, mm-hmm. transport phenomena, and so on. I can tell you the kidney worked very well. It was sold, a small company was created, and so on. And now they are in the second generation of systems, artificial livers. And in fact, talk to Dr. Geddes tomorrow. He will tell you a little bit more about the story. One of the functioning artificial livers available right now is coming from a small company in Lafayette, Indiana, which was one of the companies that Steve Ash developed. So that was the second development, because suddenly now the group became much bigger. The interactions with other programs started. Suddenly we had interaction with Biomedical Engineering Center, with veterinary medicine, with biochemistry, with biology, everything that you need in order to create a true cross-disciplinary program.